As a design engineer, I know that structures and mechanisms are not built by chance. It takes intelligence, knowledge, and work to design and build structures and machines. Chance is the enemy of the design engineer. Time causes disorder, destruction, and decay. Do you believe that trees and clay, if given enough time, could become a house by chance? No, you cannot believe in chance and time to design and build. It takes great intelligence to invent, design, and construct. We read in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4, "For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God." The atheist must believe that life originated by chance. Living cells are exceedingly complex, made up of complex macromolecules such as nucleic acids and proteins. All must be just right, or the cell cannot live. Also, the first living cell must have had a system for obtaining and using energy. And the first living cell must also have had a reproductive mechanism, or life would have died out. Now, to believe that life came about by chance is a most difficult faith to believe in. It is mathematically impossible. To believe that material by chance created life is unscientific. Even with all our human intelligence, knowledge, and laboratory-controlled conditions, man has not yet created a living cell. If humans ever do create a living cell, it will just show how much intelligence and knowledge that it took in the beginning. Life comes from life. The general theory of evolution is unscientific. Living creatures show a living creator. The general theory of evolution lacks a mechanism. Mutations are mistakes in the genetic code and cannot produce progressively more complex structures, organs, and kinds of animals. The fossil record does not show evolution. It does not show gradual changes step by step from one kind to another. There are not just missing links, but a missing chain. More than 90% of the kinds of animals that have lived on Earth have become endangered species and then extinct. Natural history shows the opposite of evolution: degeneration and extinction. The general theory of evolution is unscientific. It is mythology. The DNA molecules in your cells contain the information that was used for the growth and function of your body. These instructions in each cell would fill several sets of the Encyclopedia Britannica. It would be more logical to believe that a set of encyclopedias is the result of an explosion in a print shop than it would be to believe that the DNA system of living cells came about by chance. There is a great biochemist. Sexual reproduction systems have exceedingly complicated structures, mechanisms, and chemistry. All must work properly together, or there are no offspring. A half-evolved system would not work. These systems show purpose, planning, and design. We read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, "Male and female, he created them." Look at a bird. It is designed for flight. It has light bones, thin, hollow, and porous. This is for light weight. The feathers are clearly designed for flight. Air goes through them when the wings go up, but the feathers hold the air when the wings go down. If everything had not been just right, the first bird could not have flown and survived. Can you believe that this is the result of chance mutations? No, not at all. This shows intelligent design. A long time ago, Job was asked, Is it by your understanding that the hawk soars, stretching his wings toward the south? Is it at your command that the eagle mounts up and makes his nest on high? Job chapter 39, verses 26 and 27. No, it took greater intelligence than we have to design and build living birds. Men invented, designed, and built radar during the 1930s, which was very important during World War II. However, bats and porpoises had been equipped with similar systems long before men built radar. It would be as illogical to believe that the bat's system is the result of chance and time as it would be to believe that the radar system on a ship built itself by chance. An engineer copied the valve of the human heart in order to design the poppet valve for the gasoline internal combustion engine. Someone else had prior patent claims on that design. If engineers could design a power steering pump that would work as long as your heart, they would be doing very well. Can you believe that the heart is the result of chance mutations? Such a faith is unscientific. It is mythology. Mutations are mistakes in the genetic code. Mistakes cannot design and build mechanisms. The heart shows intelligent design. If the heart were not complete and right, the first creatures would have died. The theory of evolution is mythology. God, the designer, must exist. Engineers have studied the human brain in order to improve the design of their computers. Could a computer build itself by chance? Who designed the human brain? The most highly organized matter on this earth is your brain. Billions of neurons are well packaged in your skull. Very efficiently done. Only God could have designed and constructed the human brain. Your ears are fine audio instruments with excellent fidelity and frequency response. Dynamic microphones are designed like your ears, only not as well. You do not have just one ear, but two. How do you account for that? It would be silly to buy a stereo system if you only had one ear. But you do have a very fine compact stereo system built right into your head. Do you believe that this is the result of chance mutations? If such could happen, then the Electro Voice Company ought to fire their engineering department and leave it to chance. Thomas Edison said, "There must be a great engineer." Your eyes focus automatically. My camera must be focused by hand. The apertures of your eyes open and close automatically according to the amount of light. I have to set the aperture of my camera by hand. You can see color as well as black and white. Why do you have two eyes instead of just one? So that you can see depth. You can judge distances. See stereoscopically. Are your eyes the result of chance or intelligent design? Look at a camera. Can you believe that it came about by chance? Possibly you have never seen a camera designer or maker, but you know that they exist from what they have made. Your eyes are much better than a camera. Your eyes have about 7 million cones and about 100 million rods. Listen to Psalms 98, verses 8 and 9. Pay heed, you senseless among the people, and when will you understand, stupid ones? He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? Listen also to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made both of them. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12. The mathematician Gallup wrote, "I could prove God statistically. Take the human body alone. The chance that all of its functions would just happen is a statistical monstrosity. King David wrote in the 139th Psalm, verse 14, I will give thanks unto thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and my soul knoweth it very well. 139th Psalm, verse 14. Listen also to the 100th Psalm, verse 3. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Psalm 100, verse 3. Listen also to the 14th Psalm, verse 1. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. A rational, sane, objective person can know that God exists. You can refuse to have God in your knowledge if you want to, but it is contrary to clear evidences. It is written in Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 18, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them. For God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world is invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 22. Will you believe in God? The good news is that God loves you, and he sent his Son to this earth. Jesus Messiah died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. Jesus Messiah rose from the dead the third day according to the Scriptures. Jesus said, He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Amen. If you would like a book, Origin of the Cosmos, free, or a free New Testament, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art. Shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my song.